Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM, Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. Today, my very special guest is Kamal Martin. He's a candidate running for the Lemon Grove City Council. Raised in Hawaii, he's lived in Lemon Grove for the last 10 years. He holds a master's degree in international studies and a bachelor's in history. He has 10 years of experience in government, as well as a diverse array of work experiences, including working as a wildland firefighter, a taxi driver, a special education assistant, a salesman, a nonprofit staffer, a government affairs specialist for the county's regional airport authority, as well as working for the California State Assembly as a district director, field representative, and land use consultant. Kamal, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Miriam. Happy to be here.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here. So what made you decide to run for the Lemon Grove City Council?
Miriam, I have a passion for working with people. I want to do absolutely everything I can to see families in our community thrive and grow. I want to see Lemon Grove be the best version of itself that it can be, and I hope to be a part of a reimagining and a revitalization of Lemon Grove.
What do you view as the most important issues facing Lemon Grove?
Oh, Miriam, Lemon Grove is not only in a crisis, but at a crossroads. Our city, we're in the midst of a structural deficit that's been in the making for some years now. We're spending almost 80% of our general fund on public safety, law enforcement, and fire. And if you get to the point where, as a city, the only services you're providing are fire and law enforcement, then what kind of a city are you exactly?
Yeah, it's a very severe problem. I know they've had to dip into their reserves in the last year. They've already cut pretty much all the fat that there is to be cut, so that's not an option. And there's even been talk among some that the city should consider unincorporating and going back to being part of the county. So what are your views on that? We can talk in a minute about all the programs and things that you'd love to bring about, but first, how would you pay for that? How would you get the city out of this fiscal hole that it's in?
So the first order of business, we need to increase revenue in our city. Part of that is supporting local businesses, helping them cut through red tape, eliminate unnecessary steps to their success, supporting the businesses that we already have, as well as finding a way to incentivize people to come to Lemon Grove. I love Lemon Grove, and the people who live there love Lemon Grove. For outsiders, when I talk to people, you know, what are your opinions about Lemon Grove? What do you come to Lemon Grove to do? The consensus seems to be that Lemon Grove isn't really thought of much at all. And that's a big problem.
Yeah, we look at La Mesa that's created a restaurant row, or El Cajon, where they have the big festivals. They're bringing back the Performing Arts Center starting next year. And you're right, Lemon Grove is a charming community. It's, in a lot of ways, a wonderful place to live, but it doesn't have that draw to bring people from outside. So what ideas do you have to change that?
So one of the things that La Mesa did, in addition to El Cajon and a few other East County cities, was an increase in sales tax, a transactions and use tax, I think would be a first step, a huge first step in a positive direction of finding a way to identify additional sources of revenue and stop some of the bleeding. First of all, we have to refill and repair our reserves as a city. You pointed out that we're dipping into our emergency reserves just to carry on the programming that we're already, you know, sharing and implementing in the community. And it's not a sound way of operating.
How does Lemon Grove's sales tax compare now to the other cities in East County? And where do you think the appropriate level should be? Higher, lower, or about the same as the other cities?
We're definitely on the lower side compared to other East County cities at the moment. We're at about 7.75 cent sales tax. We could go a half cent. We potentially could even go a whole cent. Whatever we do, it's imperative that we include the business community in these decisions, that we have opportunities to continue to solicit feedback from residents within Lemon Grove. There was a recent proposal to increase sales tax half a cent that failed within the Lemon Grove City Council. If we don't find a really powerful way of increasing our revenue within the city of Lemon Grove, I don't know how we're going to survive, Miriam.
Yeah, I think that's a very legitimate point. So on the other hand, you raise the sales tax. How does that draw people into the city? Do you need to then create different kinds of businesses maybe that would bring people in as opposed to just, you know, going somewhere else where the tax is cheaper?
That's a good question. And that's part of why it's really important to make sure that we solicit feedback from the business community so that we understand their needs and We also have to recognize Lemon Grove's position as the gateway to East County in many respects, but also a sister community to southeastern San Diego, to the city of La Mesa, mm-hmm. to unincorporated areas of Spring Valley. A lot of the people who shop and spend their money in Lemon Grove are residents of these cities as well.
Right.
I don't know if 1 cent of an increase in sales tax is going to keep people from shopping in Lemon Grove. I don't think it's stopped people from shopping in La Mesa. I don't think it's stopped people from shopping in El Cajon.
Probably not, other than maybe for something like a car. But I think if you're going out to dinner or you're buying gifts or something, it's probably not going to make a difference.
I think you're right. And I think most people probably don't think that much about sales tax when they buy things, even larger ticket items like a car. So it's definitely something that needs to be on the table and explored, and it's something that I would support, provided sufficient outreach has been done to the community and we don't do too little of an increase. I use the example of a kind of a sports analogy. If it's 3rd and 15, you can't throw for 2 or 3 yards and try and get that first down. We have to go all the way for that first down now and set ourselves up in the right position to get the revenue that we need to continue to provide, you know, the programming that our residents desire.
Right. We've heard some talk about loosening regulations to allow wineries and breweries to come to town, which would be sort of a new base of potential sales and sales tax revenue. What do you think about that?
I support that, Miriam. I think one of the other challenges that Lemon Grove is facing, there's a bit of an opportunity to rebrand ourselves as a city. A brewery, other, you know, wineries, boutique establishments to draw people to kind of a nightlife in Lemon Grove to revitalize our downtown would be a fantastic thing. We do have a brewery that's coming as soon as later in 2018, maybe early 2019 off Broadway. I think it'll be a huge asset to the community.
Yeah, they've done that a lot out in Santee. They have quite a few breweries out there, a couple of them in El Cajon as well.
Absolutely.
Very interesting. On the budget, you've mentioned on your website that you might support taxes on marijuana dispensaries, which currently the city allows medical marijuana dispensaries. What are your views on the type of taxes that you might support for that? And also, what are your views on recreational marijuana? That's another issue, you know, that a lot of the cities are grappling with.
No, good question. One, I absolutely and wholeheartedly will support a tax on, you know, the cannabis industry within the city of Lemon Grove. I don't think we're in a position to turn down revenue sources from legitimate businesses. I think it's also important to point out that whether you support the cannabis industry or not, the people of Lemon Grove voted to allow for medicinal cannabis, so it's here. And I think there's a perception that the city is already receiving revenue from this industry, and we're not.
So are we talking about a business tax, an excise tax, or increasing a sales tax on that?
I think all of those options are on the table. One of the things that I've seen would be a tax on gross sales receipts. I think it's important before we begin to tax an industry that hasn't yet settled its feet and its legs in Lemon Grove, we need to work with the cannabis industry. We need to work with those entrepreneurs and those business people to find what are the best practices on how we can work together to find an arrangement that's mutually beneficial, that's good for the city fiscally, and that also respects the character of our community. Our planning and our planning department makes sure that dispensaries wouldn't be located in sensitive areas. You know, they have to be a minimum amount of, I think, 1,000 feet away from schools, from faith institutions and preschools. And I think that's important. And if we can find the space where it works from a zoning standpoint, we should allow it. We should work with these businesses and find a way to generate revenue.
Very good. Do you have an opinion on recreational marijuana if there were to be either a council initiative or a citizens initiative to legalize that?
I would support an initiative to bring recreational marijuana to the city of Lemon Grove, provided that we're able to find a way to generate revenue from the medicinal industry that the voters have made their voices heard and said very clearly that they'd like to see that we're not yet taxing.
Can you tell us some of the programs that you would like to see if this revenue problem could be worked out? What are some of the things that you would like to do to make Lemon Grove a better, more positive place for everyone to live?
Certainly. One of the things that I think is tremendously important is to think about the agricultural history of Lemon Grove. And it's really a rich history. And I think as we move forward to revitalize and reimagine our community, we should begin to leverage that history and bring that into our present, whether it's supporting farmers markets, whether it's creating more community gardens. We have a recreation center in Lemon Grove that we frankly don't have enough money within the city's current budget to run the types of programming we need to keep young people engaged. It's really, really important. You know, if we're not keeping young people and our youth in the forefront of all of our decisions as elected officials and as a community, then what really are we doing? We also have a large population of seniors in Lemon Grove. I'd like to see opportunities for more walkable space, more green areas. And when I think about infrastructure, I don't just think about sidewalks and streetlights, which we desperately need in our city as well. But parks and green space is a vital part of that equation as well.
Yes, they are. What are your views about the housing situation? We know that San Diego County has a housing crisis, especially affordable housing. There's a lot of demand for the young people today to have an affordable place to live and not have to move out of the area, as well as for seniors and others. On the other hand, in Lemon Grove, when some high rises, I think 4 or 6 stories, something like that, were proposed, there were some in the community that objected to it, at least in the location it was proposed at. There were concerns about parking and views and community character. What are your views on the appropriate balance between those two viewpoints?
That's a great question, Miriam. One, I absolutely support affordable housing, and just the word affordable housing has become such a loaded term in certain respects.
Yeah, some of them that they say are affordable, it's you'd have to have a 6-figure income just about to afford it.
Exactly. So part of that is it would behoove us to expand our definition and our understanding of affordable housing. We don't have a lot of land in Lemon Grove, so space is at a premium.
Yeah.
And there have been a number of pretty recent developments in Lemon Grove to increase our stock of housing, which I think is definitely a right step in the direction. And when you look at Lemon Grove as one city within San Diego County, I believe we're doing more than our fair share to increase the stock of available housing vis-a-vis the land that we have available. Now, the recent development that you spoke of that was shot down because of some community concern over parking, which is a legitimate problem. Lemon Grove is a small city, but traffic is becoming a nightmare in certain areas. This recent realignment project that has yet to be completed, which is one of the largest public works projects in Lemon Grove history, over schedule, over budget, which is par for the course a lot of times. And at the same time, that's not all in the city of Lemon Grove because, you know, we have Sandag involved, we have Caltrans involved. We need to make sure that we understand what type of city we'd like to be and using that understanding to inform how we can grow and grow in the best way possible. When people talk about public safety and the impact on the community from a crime standpoint that increases in affordable housing could bring, those are also loaded questions, but legitimate at the same time.
Yeah, crime is an issue I wanted to ask you about also. What is the crime situation like right now in Lemon Grove? And do you have any ideas for making things safer from a crime standpoint?
We're a city, and we do have to deal with crime. Unfortunately, sometimes some of that is serious, and sometimes some of it is violent. By and large, I would consider Lemon Grove to be a very safe community. It's a tight-knit community, it's a working-class community, and it's one of the few places within San Diego County where everybody kind of knows everybody. You can still run into your local elected officials, you can run into your mayor, you can have personal relationships with these people. And that's one of the things that I love about it. One of my priorities is prioritizing public health and public safety. And I think we should always talk about public health before we talk about public safety. Two of the big issues that law enforcement will be the first to tell you that they have to spend a lot of time with is engaging with people who are experiencing homelessness and substance abuse issues, which, in my opinion, are public health issues first and foremost.
They definitely are. So what are your ideas for dealing with the homelessness problem and the drug abuse problem?
So part of that, when we talk about investments in infrastructure, cleaning up public areas and green space, creating more walkable areas, sidewalks, street lighting, eliminating some of these dark and shady corners, so to speak, of our city. Crime generally is a function of economics. When people aren't doing well economically, that's where you begin to see crime happening.
True.
And crime doesn't take place in busy, crowded, well-lit thoroughfares to the same extent that it does when people are sparse and the streets are desolate. People who are healthy are more productive, and people who are more productive in turn stimulate our local economy. So I'd like to bring a health in all policies approach to all of our decision making within the city council to begin to take into account the impacts that health has on transportation, on our infrastructure, on education. And these might be things that aren't necessarily in our control, but the extent to which we can have more rec programs for kids to take advantage of, that'll help get young people off of streets and away from doing things that they might not need to be doing or absolutely shouldn't be doing, and giving them options.
Yeah, sometimes it's a penny-wise, pound-foolish approach, isn't it, where if you put a few dollars up front, it prevents having to spend more money on, say, law enforcement or drug treatment for somebody just by getting a kid off the streets and into a positive program when they're young.
And within the city of Lemon Grove, we probably have, you know, less than 100 people who are dealing with homelessness in the city right now. The extent to which that we can identify programs, whether it's a safe parking space to take many of the families who are working families who don't have homes but still live in a car. I see kids getting ready for school in the morning coming out of cars, and it's heartbreaking.
Yeah,
and we need to find places and ways to support these families. So it's connected to housing and the affordability of housing or the lack thereof. Part of addressing homelessness is also stopping people from becoming homeless before it happens.
Yes.
And I think back to the penny-wise, pound-foolish approach, it's a whole lot more fiscally responsible to keep people from becoming homeless than to spend money on programs once they have. Now, we have to be doing both, but we need to work on both ends of this challenge and meet in the middle.
Yeah, very good point. What do you believe are your strongest assets for serving as a councilman in Lemon Grove?
No, it's a great question. You alluded to my background and that I've done a lot of things and kind of the path that led me to politics and government. I think that's a huge asset. You know, I was a wildland firefighter. I was a taxi driver. I worked in a special ed classroom. I used to sell cars, worked in a nonprofit organization. I've been a community college professor. All of these things give me the opportunity to not just develop relationships and networks that often aren't housed in one person, so to speak, but they allow me to see problems and challenges from a multitude of perspectives. I know how to ask the right questions, and I know where to find answers.
Very good. Yeah, you've worn a lot of hats and walked in a lot of people's shoes, as they say.
Yes, ma'am.
Kamal, you've mentioned that you are a registered independent. Can you explain why?
Certainly. I'm independent. In the state of California, it's often called declined to state or unaffiliated, meaning I have no formal affiliation to any political party. I was once a Democrat for some time, and I decided that the best way forward for my city and for the best chance at a truer form of representative democracy was to not be beholden to the corporate interests that have made their way into both sides of these parties. I want to work with everybody who's willing to work with the city of Lemon Grove to see it become better. And I think there are a lot of people who feel similarly, that they're voiceless and kind of stuck in between these warring camps. And I'd like to focus more on solutions and not politics.
Okay, thank you. Who are your key endorsements?
Current mayor of Lemon Grove, Raquel Vasquez, former mayor, Mary Sessom, a number of Lemon Grove business owners. I have a number of other endorsements that are still pending and in the process, and hopefully they'll come through soon. Mm-hmm. My focus has really been to engage local residents more than institutions for support at this point, because it's going to be people whose feedback that I'm going to solicit and hopefully be able to listen to create those quality of life solutions that we're all looking for.
Very good. And Kamal, where can people find out more information about your candidacy?
You can go to my website, www.kamal4lg.com, and that's K-A-M-A-A-L, the number 4lg.com. I also have a Facebook site at Kamal Loves Lemon Grove. You can find out more information there. Please do so. I'd like to earn all of your votes, and I'm hoping that you'll hold me to task as your next city council member.
And listeners, for those of you who just tuned in, we've been speaking with Kamal Martin, who is one of four candidates running for the Lemon Grove City Council. We've invited all four of them to be interviewed, and we'll be airing the other interviews in the near future. Kamal, I'm going to let you have the last word here today. What else would you like our listeners to know about you and your candidacy for Lemon Grove City Council?
A huge part of being an effective council member within a small city like Lemon Grove is listening to your residents. Beyond that, we also have to understand that Lemon Grove is one city within a county, and I have the skills to be an advocate that's highly effective for our city within the county of San Diego as well, and then to be an advocate for the county of San Diego within the state of California, and beyond that, to be an advocate for the state of California within the federal government. We have to find resources from every place possible. We can't leave any stone unturned, and I think at this point, every option needs to be on the table as to how we go forward as a city, how we survive, and how we put our best foot forward.
Very good. Well, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to join us today on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.
Thank you, Miriam.